Welcome back, folks. We've been visiting with Matt Wolf, VP of Communications for Greater New Orleans, Inc. And Matt, we have a special guest.
We do, absolutely. We are thrilled to welcome Sonny LaBeouf from Cox today.
Sonny, welcome to the show. She's the Market Vice President of Cox New Orleans, and welcome.
Thank you so very much. So glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
So, Sonny, I understand that there's a collaborative effort between Cox and Delgado Community College, which I think the world of, and the job that they're doing, about a business leadership academy. So tell us about that.
Absolutely. We are thrilled to partner with Delgado again this year in hosting our sixth annual Small Business Leadership Academy, which is designed to support small businesses in our community, designed to help them scale their businesses, grow their businesses, and learn how to really be successful in maximizing their potential.
So, 6-year anniversary, what was the motivation in year one, and what has changed over this 6-year experience with this collaborative effort with Delgado?
So the vision guiding our partnership has always been around scaling opportunity for small business owners. What started as a small pilot, which was referred to as the Small Business Growth Academy, has now scaled, in fact, and we have found new innovative ways to share information with participants, including during COVID, where we had hybrid offerings, like many others, adjusting and being agile, but making sure we're really meeting the needs of small business owners here in this community in particular, because what we want to do is make sure that we're investing in their success. Ultimately, we want to assist with supporting economic development, and we also want the participants in our program to really benefit in a meaningful way.
So, y'all have had access to a number of people go through this program. What excites you the most about what, you know, as you see people come in and as they move out, about what they say about their experience?
I love hearing feedback from participants. I will tell you that on occasion when I'm out in the community, folks will come up to me and share that they've participated in the program and will talk about how meaningful it was for them and for their businesses, which ultimately impacts their families. And that really makes my heart smile, I will tell you. Some of the testimonials that we've received from organizations like Flourish Horticulture, where, you know, the owner shared how much the class has helped him to get organized and bring structure to his organization, that warms my heart and just confirms for me that this is a meaningful investment in community in partnership with Delgado. And I definitely want to shout out Delgado and the work that they're doing in workforce development and training. They have developed an incredible curriculum for small business owners, and I'm just really proud of the work that Dr. Stodd is doing as chancellor and Dr. Alonda Williams in leading workforce development and training. It is an excellent partnership, and the participants really speak to, I think, the value of how we are joining forces to deliver something really important.
I love the diversity of their offerings, right? I mean, when you have, and especially like you guys, Cox, that is, I mean, you're a technology company for all, you know, all in all different aspects. And there's so many different emerging technologies and the way that we deal with information and how we consume it, how we disseminate it. Things are changing so fast, it's hard for a small business to keep up.
That is exactly right. And so, you know, here at Cox, we definitely are focused on making sure that our community is connected, and that includes small business owners, really business owners of any and all sizes. We want to make sure that we're offering solutions, including affordable solutions, that keep our community, including business owners, connected. And also, we're introducing technology and artificial intelligence capabilities as part of this Small Business Leadership Academy. And we know how important that is for small business owners who need and must find efficient ways to ensure successful operations. So we're excited that that will be a part of our offering this year. And just generally, are always focused on making sure that we ensure that all of our community is connected, which means, again, affordable high-speed internet options, which we offer at Cox, and we do support small businesses and all-size businesses, which we, of course, are very excited about.
We're visiting with Sonny LaBeouf, Market Vice President of Cox New Orleans. Sonny, this is going to sound like a crazy question, but I'm just kind of curious. What do you hear from the small business leaders about their fears of the unknown of AI? I mean, you know, it's every time you have these coffee table conversations about AI, and I always find it intriguing how people, you know, articulate the challenges around it and the intricacies about it and the uncertainty of it. And it always comes back to there's a fear there. Do you hear that as well from these folks?
Well, I will tell you that AI is absolutely a hot topic. And I know there are questions, but I'll share with you that long before AI was the talk of the town, Cox has been leveraging our technology in innovative ways for a really long time. And so we're excited to be able to share with small business owners information that will make them more comfortable around how they can use technology, including AI, but certainly not limited to. How can they use technology to ensure efficient operations, to make sure they're maximizing their potential as a business owner? And quite often, small businesses have limited capital, so they have to find innovative ways to deliver for their customers or for the customers that they're seeking, you know, to have support their business. So you're right, there is fear sometimes around AI, but it's about sharing information, and we will use subject matter experts to do that through the offering at the Small Business Leadership Academy, which hopefully will make those participants more comfortable with how they can utilize AI and other technology for their ultimate success.
So if folks have an interest in registering for SAME, how do they go about doing that?
So they can register at or via Delgado's website. They can go to www.dcc.edu, and they will find the application there. We hope small business owners who are interested in scaling and growing their businesses will apply. There are limited seats available, so they should apply sooner rather than later, and those applications will be open through August 20th. So again, there's a limited number of spots, so for those who are interested, they should act fast.
So I wanted to ask you also about the James M. Cox Foundation has made a significant donation to support coastal restoration. Tell us about the gift and why this topic is so important.
Well, I will tell you, you know, in my view and in the view of many, this gift is transformational. So the James M. Cox Foundation has donated $2.5 million to Ducks Unlimited. And what excites me most about that gift is that it will directly fund projects that restore wetlands, enhance wildlife habitat. And here's the kicker for us. Here in the greater New Orleans area and surrounding parishes, will create this donation will help to create natural buffers to protect against storm. And we know how important storm mitigation is. We've all lived through Katrina and Ida and other storms. And in fact, I heard on yesterday that in Jefferson Parish, since 2020, there have been 70 emergency declarations, and many of them weather-related. So we know how important storm mitigation is, particularly now for this region, you know, that we are doing what we can to ensure that our community is protected.
And this is not the first donation that has been made by the foundation towards this endeavor, right?
That's correct. Not long ago, an earlier $1.1 million grant was also made by the foundation to preserve approximately 20,000 acres of Louisiana wetlands, and the foundation has invested in preserving our wetlands in many other ways, enormous investments, which we in this region will absolutely benefit from. And really, that's throughout the state. So I'm really grateful as a leader here locally for the James M. Cox Foundation making such a significant investment, which will help to protect us from storm impacts. And, you know, it's hurricane season. I don't even like to say the H word, quite frankly, but that's where we are. And I am grateful to know that the James M. Cox Foundation is investing in ways that will protect us and our families and our community.
You know, it's funny. I whenever I have to interview the folks from emergency preparedness from all jurisdictions in the greater New Orleans area, I tell them it's my least favorite interview, because that typically means that there's something in the Gulf and it's heading our way. And it's like, you know, I'd rather not talk to any of you folks ever, quite frankly. I'm sure you feel the same.
Yes, that is absolutely right. When we have meetings, because we always want to do everything that we can to mitigate storm impact and be prepared in all ways. But I tell the team, don't say the word, really. Let's prepare, yeah. But let's not say it. But you're right. Exactly. It's the season right now, and it's important that we all are prepared. And again, just grateful to the James M. Cox Foundation for helping this region and this state provide storm mitigation barriers.
So, folks, if you have an interest in joining the Small Business Leadership Academy to be presented by both Cox Communications and Delgado, you can go to www.dcc.edu. And register there. The deadline is the 20th, I think you said, Sonny. Is that correct?
That's correct. August 20th.
August 20th. Sonny LaBeouf, Market Vice President, Cox New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the continuation, 6 years of the Small Business Leadership Academy at Delgado Community College. A great collaboration. Thank you so much.
And thank you again for having me.
All righty, folks, we'll be right back with final thoughts with Matt Wolf, VP of Communications at Greater New Orleans, Inc. Stay with us.